Eternity Daily Bible Study, number 242. The speaker is John Edmiston. Eternity Daily Bible Study can be read online at www.aibi.ph/eternity. Today's Daily Bible Study is Living in Christ, number 3. Our passage is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. But to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore, he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same also as he who ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Yesterday we learned about Christian unity. Today we move into discussing Christian ministry based on the gifts of the Spirit. Why discuss unity before we discuss gifts? Because our gifts differ from one another and are sometimes the stuff of comparisons and disputes. Thus, the lowliness, meekness, forbearance, and unity of verses 1 to 6 are the necessary prelude to the discussion of the gifts in verses 7 to 16. Paul starts his discussion of the gifts with a brief theological prelude in verses 7 to 10, and it's this theological prelude that we will be looking at today. It's a bit confusing, so please follow closely. Spiritual gifts are grace. They are a gift from Jesus and are given as a result of his conquest of the spiritual realm. During Jesus' crucifixion, descent into the grave, resurrection, and ascension through the heavens to the right hand of the Father, evil was conquered, and a fundamental change took place in the way the spiritual powers were arranged. The powers that held people captive were themselves taken captive. That is why it says that Jesus took captivity captive. In Colossians, Paul puts it another way. Turn to Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. And follow me in your Bibles. Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. These are important verses. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Having stripped rulers and authorities, he made a show of them publicly, triumphing over them in it. The powers and principalities were disarmed at the cross, triumphed over in the resurrection, and taken captive during the ascension into heaven. Some reference verses for you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. Chapter 2, verse 6, chapter 4, verses 7 to 10, 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 22, and Colossians, chapter 2, verse 10, and verses 13 to 15. The triumph of Christ has resulted in a time of gift-giving. The battle's won, the victor is distributing the gifts. Now Jesus gives gifts to men. These gifts are not silver and gold, but are eternal and spiritual. They are, as Hebrews says, the powers of the age to come. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5. God has plundered the wicked spiritual beings and distributed spiritual power to his church. This will be Satan's defeat. The demonic enemy has been routed, and the devil's prisoners are now freed and given weapons to fight back. These are spiritual weapons for a spiritual battle. In verse 9, it says that Jesus descended into the lower parts of the earth. That is, into direct conflict with Satan and the forces of evil. We are told very little of the details of this conflict. Just that it occurred, that it involved Jesus preaching to imprisoned spirits, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19, and that he was victorious. Further speculation will probably only lead us astray. After descending, Jesus ascended into heaven, or more correctly, he ascended through the heavenly realms to sit at the right hand of God. In chapter 4, verse 10 of Ephesians, it says, "He who descended is the same also as he who ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." As I mentioned in an earlier devotional, the word heaven is always plural in the original languages, the Bible languages of Hebrew and Greek. In fact, there are at least three different levels of heaven. In 2 Corinthians 12, 2-4, Paul talks about the third heaven, which he also calls paradise, a holy and wonderful place of inexpressible things. In Revelation chapter 14, verses 6-9, we hear about a mid-heaven where angels fly and proclaim the gospel and announce judgment. And in Psalm 104, verse 12, we hear about the first heaven, which we call the sky or firmament, the place where the birds of the heaven fly. Now, this aspect of multiple heavens is covered in detail in the Life of Christ series, especially in Eternity Daily Bible Study numbers 2-8 and 2-9. So Jesus ascended through these three levels of heaven, through the firmament, the mid-heaven, and paradise, to be right there at the right hand of God. He did this so he could fill all things. To fill something with water, you have to be above it. So Jesus goes to the highest place in the heavenly realms and pours himself out into us and into his church and into his world and into the universe he sustains by his powerful word, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1-3. Jesus is filling all things from his high position in the heavenly realms. Earlier on in Ephesians, Paul puts it like this. And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20-23. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20-23. "Which he worked in Christ in raising him from the dead, and he seated him at his right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and authority and power and dominion, and every name being named, not only in this world, but also in the coming age. And he has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." Jesus uses his high position to fill us with the Holy Spirit, and he pours out his love that we might be filled with the fullness of God. Let's check those two statements with some scriptures. Acts 2:33, on the day of Pentecost, Peter proclaims, "Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you now see and hear." He poured out the Holy Spirit, which he had been given. He goes up to the right hand of the Father and pours out the Holy Spirit on the early church. And in Ephesians 3:19, we see Paul praying that the Ephesians might know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Part of the reason that Jesus ascended into heaven was so that he could pour out the Holy Spirit into your life and fill you with himself and with the loving fullness of God and give you spiritual gifts so that you could build up his church. More on that tomorrow. If you wish to subscribe to Eternity Daily Bible Study, send a blank email to eternity-dbs-subscribe@strategicnetwork.org. Thank you and blessings. See you tomorrow.